anybody can suck it. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Homo.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hey, I like to do things by myself.
Oh, he's back.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Call me Big Red.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You know, after a great ride, we...
There's Tuttles in there.
Tuttles.
There's Tuttles in that machine.
There's Tuttles in Big Red.
Tuttles in the machine.
All right. Oh, memo to New York. Bulletin. On behalf of everyone with the show, we went 3 minutes and 20 seconds late. Apologies. It was very important. We will break at 5:50 East Coast time.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the update. Alerting stations along the line.
No, it's mainly to Michael Hughes, so he doesn't send any more emails out.
I don't. You know what? I think he's going to be okay here.
You think so, Mike?
I truly do. He's got a bitchin' set of tools.
All right, we got some gay stuff to get to.
Well, you know I like that. You know I really like that.
Or as we call it Thursday.
But first, how about Don and Mike salute to Stars of Tomorrow today?
Excellent.
We received a piece of music from a band, some cats that listen to the show out in California.
Cool.
Name of the band is The Real Tuesday Weld.
The Real Tuesday Weld.
I like that.
And the name of the song is Bath Time in Clerkenwell.
This is some weird stuff.
If only it was so simple.
It's a good song, huh?
You can dance to it.
They're good.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 2.5 minutes of that.
It doesn't change.
It just gets better and better.
I'm addicted to it already.
Full of dirty words.
Oh, there's a little different.
Listeners of the show.
Now, has anybody slowed it down? Has anybody broken it down a little bit? Waddle-diddly.
Sounds like a tribute to Grease a little bit.
Goes on and on and on and on and on. So that's something we got in the mail. We thank you for sending that
in. Sure.
Yes, Joe, I love it. Also from earlier in the show, I told you that there was that thing on YouTube of Christopher Walken cooking chicken.
Yes, you said it's not funny, but it is funny because it's not funny.
Here it is from YouTube. And again, it's just Christopher Walken cooking chicken.
But Christopher Walken is funny just walking into a room.
To cook this chicken, I've got this really cool French thing. It looks sort of like the Eiffel Tower. What I do is I take some of this fat and I cut that off. And I stick that on the top here.
Being him.
Then the chicken goes on here like it's standing up, you see.
And you got to get the picture. And it's just him. He's wearing like a...
Is it old Walken or young Walken?
No, it's him as he is now.
Okay.
He's got a bit of a paunch.
Right.
He's got like one of those Sopranos-type bowling shirts on.
He's got his unusually shaped head.
Yeah, and his hair is like going 8 million different directions.
This is a strange-looking guy.
And he's just at a regular sink, at a regular stove, and a regular microwave.
If you have to cut off the fat.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
What I usually do is take that flap of skin... I fold it over, I take a toothpick, and I kind of seal that shut.
But
this takes a lot of salt.
Salt.
Just hearing his voice, couldn't he be talking about a corpse?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's something horrific about it. A lot of salt.
And you this flap see the way, of skin.
See the way that he takes the flap of the skin and he pins it back between the chicken's legs with the toothpick.
Now, you know, he has that rap as the, you know, the old song and dance man that he's a dancer. Yeah. Is he at all graceful in the kitchen or does he appear off? He's graceful.
Yes, he looks
It's not a big kitchen. I mean, it's just like a normal kitchen and he's at ease.
He's very much at home.
When it cooks, but I use just to cook the chicken, really a lot of salt. And I...
You can hear the salt shaker.
This aluminum dish catch those juices because you can make nice...
Isn't it funny? He's just...
Yeah. It's funny listening. I can't imagine what it's like watching it.
Imagine if it had music behind it.
Music like this.
Gravy afterwards. And here's the livers and the neck. I love this chicken neck. It's great.
Oh, he loves the chicken neck. He has kind of a chicken neck right now.
Bottom. A little pepper on the top, I like that. Now, I got these pears.
Pears.
I'm going to cut the bottom off the pears so that it sits.
I picture, like, people sitting there getting wasted watching this.
You're looking at him.
I can see that.
You're looking at him right now.
Laughing out loud.
Just, last night.
Just showing your teeth, laughing. I'm the first thing I'm going to do when I go home. Is
had my drink, got upstairs.
He is the chicken.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
You know, when you want to talk about an American original, Christopher Walken, there is no human that even approaches him in any way, in any way.
In real life, at least in as far as real life as this clip is of him cooking chicken, he looks like, do you remember that movie Blast from the Past? Yeah. With what's his name? With who's the big dumb guy that was Tarzan or?
I don't remember the movie. I'm trying to think.
It was with Alicia Silverstone, and he was a guy who it was back in the 60s.
Walken was in it.
Yeah, and he built a bomb shelter underneath his house.
Oh no, I remember that.
He and Sissy
Spacek. He's the father.
They lived underground. You know how he dressed in that movie?
They're the parents. Yeah,
Brendan.
That's
Fraser,
how he looks in real life.
He dresses. Have you seen, did you see him on Regis?
Yes.
Did you see what he was wearing? Huh. He comes out, he is wearing a dark sport coat, but also black pants, not matching pants, and then this heinous Hawaiian, black and white Hawaiian shirt.
I'm telling you,
with the collar out, it's strange, man. He looks like he dresses at the thrift shop.
It's like the clothes from that movie. And thank you, Buzz. Brendan Fraser, right. That's the guy.
That's
the guy from The Mummy.
I do remember that. And the whole thing is about they think they've had a nuclear explosion. Right. That's the whole premise of the movie.
Just take a little bit
that's
of that
the outfit. Buzz just showed the outfit that he's got on right there on the internet. Yeah, well, you know, does that Hawaiian shirt look like it came from about 30 years ago?
Even when he is at his most normal,
look at the hair
and charming. Like if he's doing
something stinks like stale French fries.
Like if he's standing out on the plaza on the Today Show and talking about how great hairspray is.
Right,
you wouldn't be surprised if he took out an ice pick and killed Al Roker.
That's right. That's
he's
right.
But he's great. We love him. Yeah. We really do.
Now what I do is with these bottoms that I cut off. I use them in the pan to put the pear on top of so that they don't stick.
Why is that funny? He's not being funny.
No, he's not being funny. He is, what is the word? It's not a big word. I'm trying to think what he is. It's not quirky. He is unusual.
Yes.
He is. Put that down, then I put the pear on top of that. And I just put those around the chicken, it's all going to cook at the same time.
He is a dangerous oddity.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's what he is. He's not only an oddity, he's odd to look at, to see, to everything on film. But you also sense, like with a lot of the great actors, there's that little sense of danger
could
there.
Unhinge.
Like he could go off, you know, I can't get the chicken in the oven. God.
Don't you kind of feel that way about like John Malkovich?
John Malkovich, Robert De Niro's in that category.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other actors that would fit into that. You know, you're kind of scared.
Jim Carrey.
Yes, Adam Sandler, he's in that category.
Mark Addy.
God. Sorry.
Wrong sound effect.
Here you go. There's your friends.
Yes,
you know what they're saying?
What?
Oh, that was funny, Rob.
You know another guy? Harvey Keitel.
Yep.
Harvey Keitel would be somebody, Mr. Wolf, I would be nervous to be in a room with. Absolutely. Just
me
like,
too.
You're right, sir.
It's the same amount of time. 400 degrees. And that goes in there for 1 hour. Be right back.
And now
be right back. Is she doing auditioning for a cooking show or what?
Now the bad home video camera does the thing where they put the lens on. Now the lens comes off.
We got a chicken with the pears. See, these pears look very nice.
I am drawing a comparison
kind of candy
between Christopher Walken and Merrill Howard Kalin. When he's cutting up the bananas, you know.
This very show is going to be with all the personations of...
Oh, that's Julia Child. We'll find the banana part.
Didn't he have a cooking show, too, MHK?
Yes, he did. Yes, right.
And because I put down that little cap, the pears didn't stick. And those little caps, actually, they get like little cookies. They're
caramelized.
Very tasty.
Caramelized, yeah.
I saved them.
It's almost over.
They're very tasty.
Well, very nice. Perfect with the chicken. Okay, that's all for now.
Christopher Walken cooking.
Cooking with Chris. Man, welcome to the land of the weird. It's a lot out there.
It's great to watch.
What
man.
I enjoy, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Never ending supply.
And we'll it's be right fantastic. Back with the more of the chicken. Yeah.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Now put the lens cap on.
Hold on, I got a script for you, Mike.
Okay.
You know what we missed yesterday? It was a really good Craig. As a matter of fact, we've had 2 weeks in a row of good Craig that we've missed. The one from 2 weeks ago was about hoses.
Yep. Right. Yeah, baby.
The one from yesterday was about mustaches.
I like it.
Let's go with the mustache one.
All right, mustaches. I'm
hey,
ready.
Ready? Hold on a second.
Gay, 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 gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
All right, even though it's Thursday, this was in yesterday's USA Today. Kind of a regular thing we do on the show.
Hope you enjoy it.
Craig Wilson, the final word.
Mustache fans want no lip about their 70s style.
For years, I had a mustache.
A quite nice one, if I do say so myself.
Thick. Dark.
Even a bit sinister, which I think is the whole point of having a mustache.
I will be so bold to say there was a brief period of time when I might even have been thought of as dashing.
Oh, God. And then my mustache grew not so dark and me not so dashing. And I decided to shave it off. Not sure when that was, but it was quite a while ago, boy. My brother is not as concerned with hair color as I am. He still has his mustache. White as the driven snow. He loves that. My mother, however,
first winner,
says her last wish before she dies is for him to shave it off.
Shave.
I suspect she will not get her last wish. I suspect we'll be burying him with hair over his lip.
Oh. Wow.
My brother aside, men with mustaches are rare birds these days. Dr. Phil, Borat, and Geraldo Rivera still hang on. But look around. Virtually no one has one. It's a problem. Aaron Perlett wants to solve.
Now, time out.
Yeah?
Rob knows this guy.
Aaron Perlett?
Yeah.
How do you know him, Robbie?
I went to college with him.
Thank you. Say no more.
It's a problem Aaron Perlett wants to solve. This Saturday, in fact. Stash Bash 2007, a charity event. It will take place in St. Louis as part of the American Mustache Institute's fight to protect the rights of and bias against mustached Americans. Perlett is the executive director of the distinguished group. All 10 members, which includes a spiritual advisor. Mustachioed, of course. The day includes a best mustache contest. games and mustache-themed songs. Then Jay Della Valle, a New Jersey filmmaker who produced the documentary The Glorious Mustache Challenge, now available on DVD, will give a motivational speech to encourage hair growth above the lip.
I'm like a Bethesda preacher, says Della Valle, who sports a handlebar mustache.
I love these names.
Perlet says they hope to resurrect the 70s. An underappreciated decade boy, as he calls it.
If you remember the glorious 70s, you remember everyone, including his various female relatives, had mustaches.
Perlet doesn't understand what happened, or why the mustache is now solely reserved for construction workers, police officers, and a handful of baseball players.
Although he concedes employers seem to have a bias against mustache men.
Amen.
And surveys show that women overwhelmingly like their men clean-shaven. He is optimistic.
He even sees a grassroots movement underway, boy.
I think mustaches are coming full circle, he says.
Burger King has a new mustache-themed ad campaign built around its new Western Whopper. Bud Light has its own Here's to you, Mr. Handlebar Mustache Wearer.
But it's the dearth of real mustaches on real men that myths Perlew most.
He wants to know why, for instance, no TV anchors have them. Charlie Gibson and Brian Williams don't have mustaches, he points out.
And they all followed Walter Cronkite, who had a mustache and was the most trusted man in America, he said.
Come to think of it, Katie Couric doesn't have a mustache either. Another reason for her low ratings, perhaps.
That's Craig.
Yeah. That's Craig.
That's Craig. Kind of, you know, not a home run Craig.
Final
That's
word.
A butchy Craig.
Uh-huh.
That's a macho Craig is what it is.
Sure is, buddy.
He's talking about mustaches and how he wants them to come back.
His brother. His mother.
Yes, his mother. Her dying wish. Her last wish before she dies. And I hope that never comes, that tragic day.
Didn't you think when we were talking to Paul Jr., Paul Tuttle Jr.?
He's a mustache guy.
When he said, my dad's only going to be around for 5 more years.
Yeah.
We all thought he was making a joke about his dad kicking.
I thought it was, yeah.
And he was just saying his daddy's only going to be on the show for 5 more years.
Right.
And I just thought it was such a lovely detail at Paul Sr.'s wedding when he cut the armholes out of his tuxedo to show those wonderful biceps.
Can I tell you, hey, Mike, girlfriend, yeah. Can I tell you what I think is really rude?
What's that?
Format.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sucks ass!